Hello and welcome to our next lesson here. We're in number 5 in the little book of Jude, contending for the faith. And so he starts out here in Jude number 1, verses 17 to 25, focusing on Christians and what we can do in the age of apostasy. In verse 17, he said, but, and we remember now that word is put there to show us that we're going to look at something that is contrasting with what has already been said. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and power, both now and ever. Amen. Now we'll look at verse number 17. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says here again, remember ye the words. Now, we said again, and it's important, the word but occurs 3,994 times in the Word of God. It is always used to introduce something contrasting with what has already been mentioned. Now, what has already been mentioned for 16 verses? We have been facing the facts about apostasy. But facing the future concerning apostasy is what we need to do. But we need to do both. Now, if we're going to face something, facing it is to accept the situation and deal with it. For example, if you are short on money, it's the end of the month and you can't pay the rent. Maybe because of this virus that's going around, you've lost your job, there's no money. What are you going to do? What we need to do is face the facts and face the future, to accept the situation and deal with it. Why is there no money in my wallet? Well, partly because I'm out of work. Well, maybe it's partly because the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, and you haven't done the first part. Whatever it is, what we need to do is to realize that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Well, I'll tell you one thing, when I'm short of money, God gets my attention, and so maybe that's what he wants to do. Or maybe you had an accident on the way home from picking up the groceries and that's going to have an effect. What are we going to do? Well, we can get all emotional and get all bent out of shape. That's not going to fix the fender. What we need to do is face the facts, face the future, and deal with the situation. Again, maybe because of the virus situation, maybe you got the coronavirus. Christians aren't immune from that. Well, okay, face the facts and face the future. Why am I here in the hospital? Well, because that nurse there or that doctor or that person in the other bed over there needs to hear about Jesus. Or maybe it's a situation that we lose a loved one. And what are we going to do? We're going to face the facts and we're going to face the future. Some years ago, my mother passed away. And I was driving down to go down for take care of situations. It's a 3-hour drive. And I stopped in at Tim Hortons to get myself a coffee, as I usually do if I'm going on a long trip. And the girl in the counter said, have a good day. I said, yeah, okay, I'm going to have a good day. And I did. Let's just face the facts. But my mother's in heaven, and that's a good thing. And so then when I got to my daughter's place, she said, Dad, could you go to the grocery store and pick up some milk? I said, sure. I went to the grocery store, and after I checked out, the lady at the cash register there said, have a good day. I said, yeah, I'm planning on it. Keep in mind, it was my mother's funeral. Well, there at the cemetery, I said, I want to thank all of you who said you're sorry that I lost my mother, but you know, I didn't lose her. She's not in that box. She's absent from the body, and she's present with the Lord. Just the shell that she used to live in, that's all that's in that casket. And so, what's the situation there? Well, I'll tell you, the long story, I'm going to tell you the short version. Through all of that, I had the privilege of leading the funeral director to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's a good thing. All things work together for good to them that love God and them that are called according to His purpose. And so, face the facts, face the future, and get on with whatever God wants us to do. So he says here again in verse 17, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in Acts chapter 20, Paul said, I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Remember what the apostle said. It's going to happen. In 1 Timothy 1:3, he said, charge them that they teach no other doctrine. That means it's going to happen. Somebody's going to be infiltrating that needs to be charged and told, hey, you don't preach that false doctrine. Then in verse 1, chapter 1 and verse 6, he said, some are going to be turning to vain jangling, and some are going to be desired to be teachers. They don't know what they're talking about. There's going to be some who make shipwreck. There are going to be some that give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. They're going to speak lies in hypocrisy. Some are going to err concerning the faith. Some will be vessels for dishonor. The Bible tells us all of these things were going to happen, and they're happening today. And so what we need to do is face the facts and face the future. Paul had to expose Hymenaeus and Alexander, and he had to expose Hymenaeus and Philetus because of their spreading a false doctrine. What we need to do is face the facts and face the future. Peter said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And so he said, they told you. And so here in verse 18 and 19, he said, now remember how they told you that there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves sensual, not having the Spirit. There's going to be false teachers among you. They told you. And so they're going to come in like a flood. And the Bible says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. And God always has a remnant. And if you're part of that remnant, praise the Lord. Face the facts, face the future. Raise up that standard against those that are bringing in apostasy. It says when the enemy comes in like a flood, not if. It's prophesied it's happening. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And so he says, first of all, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Jude's purpose is to keep us from falling. Falling for what? Falling for the apostasy of today. Peter said in 2 Peter 1:10, if you do these things, you shall never fall. And there he said the things that we need to do is add to our faith. Beside all this, giving all diligence. Isn't that what Jude said? Giving all diligence. Add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things, if, did you get that little word? If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall never, neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you do these things, you will never fall. Fall for what? Fall for the apostasy. So he said, but ye beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith. Second, praying in the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself, that should be himself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Holy Spirit, the Word of God, if we'll pray as we get into the Word of God, say, Lord, guide me into all truth, because Jesus promised he would. When he has come, he will guide you into all truth. And then building up yourselves in your most holy faith, keep yourselves in the love of God. The Bible says, submit yourselves, humble yourselves, yield yourselves, examine yourselves, arm yourselves, submitting yourselves, withdraw yourselves. There's stuff where we have to get busy and start doing ourselves. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Now, we've talked before that we're a three-part being, a body, a soul, and a spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks to our spirit, that in turn we should let our spirit allow and direct our mind, our will, and our emotions as to what we're going to do concerning the situations. Face the facts. Face the future. Finally, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. When all these things that he talks about here in this portion of Scripture, and Jesus talked about in Matthew 24 and a lot of other places, when these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, building up yourselves on your holy faith. Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Be sure and be with us for our next in this series on Jude, contending for the faith.